Chapter 7, Keeping Your Communication Channels Under Control. While time is always scarce, it's possible for every leader nearly every day to devote substantial time to our core work of instructional leadership. On days in which we don't get into classrooms, it's often not because time was in short supply, but because other aspects of our work consume our mental bandwidth. If at the end of the school day you look back and consider how you spent your time, it's often not hard to find times when you could have visited classrooms. When we're distracted by everything else that we could be doing, we simply won't get around to as many classrooms as we'd like. To reach your goal and develop a consistent habit, then, you must free your mind from the stress and distractions that come from disorganization and uncertainty about what's waiting in your inbox, on your desk, and on your to-do list. You certainly don't have to do all of the work that's waiting for you before you can get out of the office. That would make it impossible to ever make it into classrooms. But it helps enormously to be current, to know what work is waiting for you back in the office and on your electronic devices because you've processed, prioritized, and organized it. In this chapter, you'll learn how to stay current, streamline your communication channels, reduce non-emergency interruptions, process what is in your inboxes, and decide what you can defer. Stay current. If you have 200 unread emails from the past 2 weeks, you aren't current. You don't know what's waiting for you. So you don't have a realistic assessment of how much work time those 200 emails represent. If your desk is cluttered with documents and sticky notes, you don't know which unfinished projects have looming deadlines, and you can't effectively plan how you'll use your time. If you haven't checked voicemail in 2 days, you don't know what crises may be brewing. In all cases, a failure to stay current creates a sense of uncertainty and anxiety about whether it's advisable to get into classrooms. The work waiting in your inbox, on your desk, and in your voicemail is usually less important than the work of visiting classrooms. It's sometimes quite urgent, sometimes quite important, and does need to be dealt with, but you should make decisions about how to spend your time based on up-to-date knowledge, priorities, and plans, not based on fear. Fear-driven work tends to be frantic, inconsistent, and rushed. Instead, empower yourself to make good prioritization and scheduling decisions with the whole picture in mind by getting current. Streamline your information sources. Your work doesn't arrive neatly packaged in a consistent format like tasks on a clipboard. It arrives through a wide range of media, in a wide range of formats, in a number of different inboxes. The more inboxes you have, and the less clear you are on which inboxes are currently holding unprocessed obligations, the more anxiety you'll experience, and the harder it will be to get current so you can get into classrooms. Allen, 2015. At a minimum, you probably have an email inbox, a physical mailbox or an inbox tray on your desk, and a voicemail inbox on your phone. You also likely have a method of tracking your own ideas and requests that people make of you in person. When I began my career as an administrator, before smartphones were ubiquitous, I used a pocket-sized notebook to keep track of anything I needed to do. You may also have a learning management system, two-way radio, social media platforms, and other channels of communication that generate potential work that you must track and complete. Regardless of the specific tools you use, strive to minimize the number of inboxes containing action items by routing tasks into a few central locations. For example, rather than writing follow-up tasks from a meeting in your notebook, record them on your to-do list or send yourself an email summarizing them. If you have multiple voicemail boxes, see if it's possible to forward your school phone to your personal voicemail. If colleagues make requests of you via text message, you might ask them to send such requests by email instead. The fewer inboxes you manage, the easier it'll be to get current so you can feel good about getting into classrooms. Reduce interruptions from non-emergency communication. When a communication medium, such as a two-way radio, doesn't have an inbox, the only way to stay current with it is to allow yourself to be interrupted every time a request comes in and either handle the request immediately or transfer it into another system, such as a sticky note or your electronic to-do list, where you can keep track of it over time. While it may be necessary to allow certain emergency situations to interrupt you at any time, most of your communication and coordination with other staff should happen through non-interrupting communication media that have reliable inboxes you can check and process on your own schedule. If your staff has adopted the habit of sending you text messages about non-urgent matters, or if your office staff has developed a habit of reaching you via two-way radio for non-emergency communications, it may be time to reset expectations so you can protect your time in classrooms. Simply ask that they send you an email, note, or voicemail, and make sure you follow up when they do. If your colleagues know you'll get back to them, they'll be more willing to simply leave you a message and less likely to resort to interrupting forms of communication. Avoid fuzzy channels for important requests. As social media networks grow in popularity, the feed or stream has become a popular alternative to the inbox, and often the quantity of information arriving in this format is quite vast and difficult to keep up with. For example, schools that use Slack or group text messages instead of two-way radios may find these smartphone-based messaging platforms easier to use, but they lack a critical feature, the inbox. Similarly, the number of apps that send messages in their own unique format, such as Voxer, Twitter, and Facebook Messenger, has grown. These stream-based communication channels are more fuzzy than inbox-oriented media, such as email. In a stream, older messages are constantly pushed further down by newer messages, yet they cannot be organized, marked as unread, moved to folders, transformed into tasks or calendar appointments, or forwarded. Notifications such as app alerts can help you notice what's relevant to you personally, but don't help you keep track of it over time. Text messages, chat, and other push notifications may facilitate immediate communication, but don't lend themselves to thorough follow-up. It's too easy to lose track of action items in the midst of a high volume of non-actionable communication. If you notice that your colleagues are using these formats to communicate with you, it may be necessary to insist that they make these requests through email or another non-stream medium, routing them to a reliable inbox so you don't miss anything important. Once you've eliminated fuzzy inputs and minimized disruptive channels of communication, you can focus on developing a consistent method for processing your inboxes. You can use the same method for email, voicemail, paper mail, tasks, and any other inbox-based medium. Process your inboxes. Before you start organizing and scheduling your work, eliminate as much as possible through brutally honest triage. Not every task that lands in one of your inboxes is going to get done. That's just the reality. Rather than overcommit and plan unrealistically, decide up front what is worthy of your scarce time and attention, and communicate clearly and honestly with everyone who makes requests of you. Process your inboxes one at a time in the order that makes the most sense to you. For example, transcribe and delete voicemail messages first so you're not distracted by the unknowns they hold. You may want to process your email inbox last, since clearing other inboxes may generate new emails. For example, if you deal with a handwritten note by taking a photo with your phone and emailing it to yourself. As you process each inbox, keep in mind that it's not enough to review everything and process most of it. It's best to process every item, without exception, until that inbox is completely empty. Only when you have reviewed and made a decision about every item in your inbox can you claim to be current. And only then can you step away from your desk and visit classrooms without being distracted by all of your unfinished work. Empty your key inboxes every day, perhaps several times a day for some, such as voicemail, that contain more urgent items. If you don't completely empty an inbox, you'll start to develop a backlog of unprocessed tasks that'll make you less and less available to plan your day realistically. This may not matter at first if just a few items are left unresolved, but when your backlog has grown to dozens of items, you can no longer evaluate, triage, and plan your work for the day. Every item must be either deleted, completed, delegated, or deferred. Simply make the decision to take one of these four actions with each item. Allen, 2015. Work your way through each inbox from top to bottom. For voicemail, simply write messages down in the order they play and delete them immediately. For email, process newer messages first because older messages may already be outdated due to more recent replies. You may want to enable discussion threading in which all replies to one message are grouped together if it's not already turned on by default in your email program. For hard copy items, open envelopes, turn multi-page documents to the relevant page, and use sticky notes to highlight action items. If you encounter items you can handle immediately, in, say, 2 minutes or less, take care of them as you're processing the inbox. For example, you can unsubscribe from an unwanted email newsletter in just a few seconds, then delete the email and move on. If you need to delegate a task, do so immediately while you're processing your inbox. Defer the rest for later. The tasks you defer will be discussed in more detail in Chapter 8, page 69. There's always a trade-off between getting through your inbox more quickly versus creating additional work by postponing things that you could do immediately. For most people, the 2-minute rule is a helpful guide. If you can finish a task in under 2 minutes and never have to worry about it again, do it immediately. If it'll take longer than 2 minutes, postpone it for a time when you're not trying to empty your inbox. Allen, 2015. If you're deferring a task that has arrived via email, you may want to either transfer it to your electronic task app or take advantage of your email app's built-in scheduling functionality. Kevin Kruse, 2015, argues that scheduling tasks on a calendar results in more effective follow-through and more realistic planning than using a to-do list. Fortunately, most email programs allow users to turn messages into tasks or calendar appointments with just a few clicks. Following the delete, complete, delegate, and defer process will allow you to feel enormously satisfied when emptying your inboxes. This habit is essential for getting into classrooms every day. You'll gain incredible peace of mind from knowing that you aren't leaving a chaotic mess behind every time you step into the hall and head to a classroom. Instead of feeling that you need to be in the office so you don't miss anything important, you can be confident that your inboxes will do what they've been designed to do: collect and store new inputs until you process them. Allen, 2015. When you return, you can process each inbox so you stay current on your most urgent work. Day 7 Action Challenge: Streamline your inboxes and communication. Make a list of all the communication channels and inboxes that currently bring you important action items. For example, you may want to reflect on the following questions. Do staff routinely text me with important requests? Does my school use an intranet, a chat app, or a learning management system for important communication? Do I keep notes on paper in my pocket or in composition notebooks? Identify all of the channels containing action items and look for ways to route them into reliable inboxes. Reduce interrupting channels and ask your staff not to send you action items via fuzzy channels such as social media. Remember to have a brief conversation with the teacher after each classroom visit, and strive to finish your first cycle in the next week and a half.